Welcome to the Candidates Public Square, a special edition of our regular Public Square program on WILL Radio, featuring commentaries from candidates for public office in Champaign and Urbana. We invited candidates in contested races for Champaign City Council Districts 1 and 3, Urbana City Council Wards 4 and 5, Urbana City Clerk, and City of Champaign Township Supervisor to submit a commentary of 2 minutes or less about why voters should vote for them. We begin with candidates for City of Champaign Township Supervisor. There are two candidates to choose from. The top vote-getter will serve a four-year term.
My name is Linda Abernathy, and I'm a candidate for City of Champaign Township Supervisor. The supervisor is CEO of the township and oversees general assistance to the poor and serves on the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Board. In 1994, I founded Best Interest of Children to prevent children from experiencing out-of-home placements. I currently serve as the president and CEO. BIOC was selected as a state pilot site for the Family Conference Program, specifically developed to keep children safely at home. Each year, we serve over 250 children and partner extensively with the community. I've been a resident of Champaign for 36 years. This month, I celebrated 33 years of marriage. We have 2 daughters, 4 grandchildren, and have attended Vineyard Christian Fellowship for over 24 years. I'm an experienced leader with a reputation for honesty, integrity, and fiscal responsibility. I have over 14 years' experience in township government. I was appointed by Governor Thompson to serve as an Illinois delegate for a national discussion about welfare. Both Democrats and Republicans have praised my work with children and families. As your township supervisor, I will serve with the same enthusiasm and hard work. I will respect families while helping them transition from dependence to independence and will work with the business community to create entry-level jobs. As a board member of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, I will work to preserve vital services for our children and elderly while working to improve staff morale. I look forward to serving the citizens of Champaign-Urbana and beginning an open, honest dialogue as we together make this office a model for other communities. I'm Linda Abernathy, and I'd appreciate your vote April the 5th.
I'm Vicki Jones, and I'm a candidate to be your new township supervisor for the City of Champaign. I've been a resident of this township for the last 38 years and have raised my daughters here. I have volunteered many hours serving civic organizations such as the Girl Scouts, Little League, and the Champaign School District. Since 1996, I've been serving my community as a general assistance caseworker for the township office. My experiences in this position have made me very aware of the need for public assistance in our society. My current firsthand knowledge of rules governing the general assistance program allows me to administer the policies as required by the state of Illinois. Township government is supported by real estate taxes. As the supervisor, I will guarantee accountability to the taxpayers for their tax dollars while continuing to serve qualified residents of our community. I believe I can bring a fresh, new perspective and renewed energy to the board at the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and look forward to being on that board. I am the most qualified person to fill this position for our community. Knowledge and experience are imperative to keep township government running smoothly. I have worked to become familiar with all functions carried out by the supervisor. I'd like very much to expand my service to the community from the current township caseworker to being your new township supervisor. Together, we can continue making township services available and affordable for everyone. Please support me, Vicki Jones, on April the 5th.
You are listening to the Candidates Public Square on WILL Radio. And now commentaries from candidates in the contested race of City Clerk of Urbana. There are 2 candidates to choose from. The top vote-getter will serve a 4-year term.
Hello, my name is John Farney, and I am a candidate for Urbana City Clerk. There are several issues surrounding Phyllis Clark's mismanagement of her office that encouraged me to run. Clark failed by providing misinformation during this year's primary election. Clark said candidates for aldermen needed only 1 petition signature to be on the ballot. That is false. State law says no fewer than 25 signatures is required to be on the ballot. Clark disregarded notices from the county clerk, reminding her to publish a specimen ballot before the February 22 primary election. Clark did not publish this ballot as required by law. The name of Joanne Chester, Cunningham Township Assessor, will appear on the ballot misspelled because of Phyllis Clark. My own name will not appear on the ballot as I filed. My nickname, JJ, was omitted by Clark. I will save taxpayer money through digital documentation, eliminating waste in office supplies. Not only is this a taxpayer-friendly idea, it's environmentally friendly, as the gross waste of paper would be eliminated. I intend to have all public documents that go through this office available on the web. Phyllis Clark has fought to keep her office from modernization and becoming more customer-friendly. Why wouldn't you want citizens to have 24-hour access to your office? I promise to be at work as city clerk. Phyllis Clark is absent from the office on a regular basis. No business can be successful without the boss there to oversee day-to-day operations. I promise to no longer practice nepotism. Clark's practice of having family on the city payroll costs every citizen of Urbana. And let's not forget, Phyllis Clark doesn't pay her taxes. That is a fact. It's time for a change in City Hall, and I am that needed change. I promise to be a steward of the public trust by being accurate and dependable. I promise to be the outsider in City Hall, as I have no political agenda and owe nothing to special interests that have substantial influence on the incoming city administration. Electing John Farney as your next city clerk will be the first step in true progress for Urbana. I would appreciate your vote on April 5th.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Clark, the Urbana City Clerk. I have had the pleasure of serving as your city clerk for the last 12 years and would like to continue serving you for another term. I'm the immediate past president of the Municipal Clerks of Illinois. Under my leadership, I provided the Clerks of Illinois with legislative guidance, educational seminars, scholarship programs, and mentors to help them fulfill their requirements for certification and professional growth. During my tenure as city clerk, I have implemented a filing system that has decreased the retrieval time for documents, worked with the Information Systems Department of the city to provide citizens access to city council agendas and packets via the internet, as well as working in conjunction with the Illinois State Archives to bring current the city's document destruction policy. In my next term as your clerk, I will bring forth more technology that will enhance the flow of the city council. It is my quest to implement the paperless agenda and packets by working to digitize this process. April 5th is election day for municipal government, and your vote counts. Your vote for Phyllis D. Clark is a vote for continued professionalism, efficiency, and nonpartisan service.
You're listening to the Candidates Public Square on WILL AM 580. And now commentaries from candidates in contested races for Champaign City Council District 1. There are two candidates to choose from. The top vote-getter will serve a four-year term. Incumbent J.W. Pirtle chose to decline our offer to submit a commentary.
Hi, I'm Gina Jackson, candidate for District 1 Champaign City Council. I was born and raised in Champaign, Urbana. I'm the youngest of four children. My parents are both longtime community activists and lifelong residents of the CU area. As a child, I attended Urbana High School, where I participated in track and field and student government. I was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame for my accomplishments. I attended the University of Illinois for a time, then entered the United States Army and served 23 years. I have consistently been an advocate for justice and social change. This trait was inherited from my grandparents, who were proprietors of Holt Sanitary Hauling and Larry's Cafe. This historical connection gives me a unique perspective into the culture of District 1, as well as the issues and problems facing its residents. I am a member of the Church of the Living God in Champaign, also Sigma Gamma Rho Sorority. I'm currently serving on the following boards and commissions: Champaign County Mental Health Board, Champaign Children's Advocacy Center, City of Champaign Planning Commission, and the American Legion, local, county, and state levels. I will be a valuable asset to the Champaign City Council. As a representative for District 1, I will put forth a determined effort, tirelessly fighting for the betterment of the district, including, but not limited to, ensuring proportionate distribution of tax increment financing funds, encouraging and seeking funding for neighborhood and commercial and economical development, instituting quarterly town hall precinct meetings to include the university community, partnering in developing a healthier working relations with the Champaign Police Department to ensure a safer environment for all residents, which includes the university. And if you need transportation to the polls, please contact my campaign at 352-3246. Again, 352-3246. It's time for a change. Vote April 5th for me, Gina Jackson, dedicated and committed to a better Champaign.
You're listening to The Candidates Public Square on WILL Radio. Now commentaries from the candidates in the contested races for Champaign City Council, District 3. There are two candidates to choose from. The top vote-getter will serve a four-year term. Incumbent Vic McIntosh did not respond to our offer to submit a commentary.
Hi, my name is Matt Varble, and I'm running for Champaign City Council in District 3. I'm employed as an Equal Employment Opportunity Manager for ADM. I possess a degree in Industrial and Labor Relations and Human Resource Management from Cornell University and am pursuing my MBA at the present time. I have previously served in our city government as a Human Relations Commissioner for the City of Champaign. I believe your vote for City Council on April 5th is an endorsement of the vision and ideas that I have presented to our community. The ideas I have presented include having a smoke-free environment in our city parks and restaurants, promoting smart growth in our community, working to improve race relations, and pursuing increased economic development in Northeast Champaign through obtaining federal empowerment zone designation. The old guard still remains in strong support of my opponent for the city council race in District 3, even though no real promises, ideas, or vision have been presented to the community from the opposition. Thus, I believe it is time for new people, new voices, and new ideas to be given an opportunity to lead by being elected as your representative. Let's work together to move into the future by bringing a new vision and new approach to our city government. I respectfully ask for your support and your vote on the April 5th general election. Thank you.
You're listening to the Candidates Public Square on WILL AM 580. And now commentaries from the candidates for Urbana City Council in Ward 4. There are two candidates to choose from, and the top vote-getter will serve a four-year term.
I'm Brandon Bowersox. I'm a Democratic candidate for Urbana City Council, Ward 4. I became involved in Urbana's growth planning in 2000. As co-owner of a downtown Urbana business, I was a public participant in the downtown strategic planning process, which created a plan and action steps to revitalize downtown. Since then, I've participated in the county's long-range transportation plan, Urbana's comprehensive plan, and more. Now, I'm running for City Council to continue working for healthy, sustainable growth in Urbana. On the Urbana City Council, I will promote smart growth and responsible business expansion. We must build our tax base and support our schools with sustainable growth. Preserve and build strong neighborhoods. We must preserve historic structures, enforce codes, and maintain quality parks, trees, and sidewalks. Protect our environment. We must expand recycling and safeguard our open space and water resources. And revitalize our downtown and Philo Road. We must continue the rebirth of downtown and create a new vision for Philo Road. What is smart growth? Urbana can grow smartly and sustainably by using proven techniques to discourage sprawl and unplanned growth. Balanced transportation plans can support a healthy balance of driving, walking, biking, and public transit. Design guidelines are a tool to ensure that new neighborhood development is compatible with the neighborhood. Big box zoning can ensure that large stores do not hurt residential areas or local businesses. We can use proven tools to encourage quality growth on the edges and redevelopment inside the city. I'm a business owner, homeowner, and I want to continue my work for healthy growth in Urbana. To learn more about my platform or to send your ideas and suggestions for Urbana, visit my website, www.votebowersox.org. That's vote, VOWERSOX.org. Please mark your calendar to vote Tuesday, April 5.
I am Anna Wall Scott, on the ballot Anna Marie Scott, asking for your vote on April the 5th for Urbana's 4th Ward Alderman. My political actions are dictated by the needs of the city of Urbana and my constituents. Economic growth and curbing the escalating tax burdens facing property owners are few of my priorities. One approach, which in my opinion would be effective, would be the appointment of a commission to specifically address this problem. This commission should be made up of successful entrepreneurs. It is my opinion that healthier economic growth would have positive economic reverberations for the entire community. Certainly, it would be economic complementarity for the agenda of our great university. Augmenting our law enforcement would be another priority, since according to the media, various kinds of crimes are escalating in the community, which pose questions of safety, particularly for females. My political experience includes my being the first woman in the state of Illinois ever elected to the Democrat State Central Committee, and I served as vice chair of the state party with the late Richard J. Daley for 4 years. During that time, I was a member of the Democrat National Committee and a delegate to the Democrat Nominating Convention. I'm asking you for your vote, even though I've changed my political ideology. I became a Republican in 1992. I do believe that Urbana has certain issues which are neither Democrat nor Republican, and I'm asking you to vote for me because I am eminently qualified. I'm qualified by virtue of my profession and the fact that I have a BA, a double master's, all received from the University of Illinois. Thank you for your support on Election Day.
This is the Candidates Public Square on WILL. And now commentaries from the candidates for Urbana City Council in Ward 5. There are two candidates to choose from, and the top vote-getter will serve a four-year term.
My name is Dennis Roberts, and I am the Democratic candidate for the Urbana City Council in Ward 5. Ward 5 includes the homes of the older East Urbana neighborhoods and the area extending north up Cunningham Avenue to the expressway. It's the largest ward in the city, and it has a very diverse population. During the primary election, I put a lot of time walking on all the streets in the ward to knock on doors and to say hello to residents. I met Republicans and Democrats, independents, the unregistered, the homeless, and a woman who had just lost her job. I listened to many stories and many suggestions concerning the future of Urbana, and it is my aim to represent all of Ward 5 residents and their vision to the best of my ability. I have served as chairman of the Historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association and have been the interim appointment on the City Council for Ward 5 for the last 3 months. I've voted on development agreements, the Presbyterian Church expansion, funding proposals, housing, the domestic partner registry, traffic ordinances, and I helped to remove a low wall on Elm Street and Vine that obstructed sight and had caused a vehicle accident back in January. I support commercial development and an increased tax base for the city. I support a beautification and development project for North Cunningham Avenue. And I'm working currently with HUNA, the Historic East Urbana Neighborhood Association, and the Park District to renovate Victory Park. I hope that these goals mesh with your own vision of the future of Urbana and that you will allow me to continue serving on the Urbana City Council in Ward 5. Thank you very much.
Hello. I'm Bud Mesker. I'm the candidate for alderman for Ward 5 in the city of Urbana. I want to work for all citizens of Urbana for the welfare and prosperity of the entire community. I'm a retired fire chief officer of the University of Illinois Fire Department. I've assisted in training and coordinating between Champaign, Urbana, and the U of I fire departments. This demonstrates my ability to work with diverse government bodies. I was a project coordinator for an office equipment firm for 35 years, involved with companies statewide. I know how business works and what it requires. I'm also the past district governor, past president, and president-elect of the Greater Champaign County Chapter of AMBUCS. I am committed to community service, especially for the physically challenged in my community. I believe that government exists to serve, protect, and enhance the quality of life for the citizens who elect it. This is Bud Mesker, and I would really appreciate your vote in the upcoming election, April 5th.
And that concludes the Candidates Public Square. We urge you to vote on April 5th. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. The Candidates Public Square is a companion to the Public Square. The Public Square on AM 580 is open to any and all opinions, especially responses to commentaries heard here. The opinions reflect only those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, start the process by calling the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or see the complete commentary policy and procedure on our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL Urbana.